Right now, we can bring in a guy who does not find it hard to talk about sports, and that is Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Red Sox get off to a roaring start last night.
They did?
Yeah.
I didn't watch much of it.
I didn't watch much of it, but I see the reports this morning.
When I seen both starting pitchers only went four, I turned it off. Because then I knew it was going to get into one of those ridiculous bullpen games. Which it did.
Yeah, but the Sox won.
Yep.
Three away.
Yep.
And you see where the Giants traded Eli?
Yeah, wrong one.
I think they traded the right one.
No, the wrong. They got to get rid of the other one, too. He's finished.
They don't have to not going to trade him. They'll let him retire.
They got to give him the opportunity to go play somewhere else. I doubt he'll retire.
I think he'll retire. I think he'll retire. I think if he was going to go anyplace else, he'd be sitting right now in Jacksonville. But
it still could happen.
They're having a rough season offensive-wise. They are. But anyway, so...
That still could happen because the Giants need draft picks to get their team hopefully back in order. And if they trade him, they could probably get some valuable draft picks because this season's over. They're never going to win another Super Bowl with Eli Manning, so you might as well get rid of him and try to stack your team back up.
Well, trading Eli Apple, they got a fourth round pick. In the first round next year, a fourth pick. And then
Round pick? I don't think you're right on that.
No, pardon me. A fourth round pick next year. And then.
Yeah, they got, I think, a fourth and a seventh round pick.
Yeah. Which you know, is okay because you know they're going to finish with probably about two or three wins and they're going to be in the top two or three teams in the league in the pick, so they'll have another high pick there. But we'll see what happens. But
They should try to move them. Jacksonville will take them. They're desperate. They can get a lot more for them now than they would ever before, and they should make the move. That's what you got to do.
Jacksonville doesn't have any offensive linemen.
Neither do the Giants.
Well,
so
that's what he means.
At least he's going to a team that can stop somebody.
Yeah, we'll see.
I would go if I was him. I would ask to go.
We'll see what happens with that.
Why would you want to play the last year of your career at 2-14? Maybe.
Yeah, you know what the heck. Who knows?
What the heck?
What the heck?
You stand back there and get beat up for nothing. Do you see what happens then? Hey, let's talk about the World Series for a second. 318 pitches thrown last night. How's that?
That's a lot.
How's that for a World Series game? Both teams had 12 strikeouts, and you scored 12 runs. How's that for a World Series game? How do you spell garbage? How you spell garbage.
Yes, but it's a World
Modern
Series.
Modern-day baseball.
It's garbage, but it's beautifully well-wrapped garbage because it's the World Series.
It's still garbage. Like they say, you can't put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig. This is still trash.
All right.
You can't watch it. Unwatchable. Right, hope the Red Sox win because I despise L.A., but it's unwatchable. Hockey. Watch the Rangers win last night.
They won.
You know why the Rangers won last night?
Because you watched.
They had a goalie other than the Queen playing last night. Alexander Georgiev was their goalie last night, Ranger fans. That's your future. Alexander Georgiev. Georgiev, however you want to say it.
A Rusky.
But the Rangers got themselves a win.
A Rusky.
Who?
A Rusky. Sounds like a Rusky.
Hey, the other guy's from where? Sweden?
That's right.
Let him play. Let this guy play. You know what you got with Lundqvist? You got somebody that can win a few games and get to a big game and choke. Try to win something with this guy. I mean, the Rangers are off to a horrible start, and every time you look at their losing goalie, you know who it is. Let this guy play. He won yesterday. Let him play the next game. Let's see if they could string a few together. Next game for the Rangers is Thursday night in Chicago. The Devils play their next game at home Thursday night against Nashville. So we'll see how that measures up.
All right. What else in sports? Anything else?
Not a lot.
I know. It's awful quiet.
When's college basketball 3 weeks away.
When's the next World Series game?
Tonight.
It is tonight to go back-to-back?
Tonight. Oh, yeah, you know, Players Union let them do that today.
Good
they go back-to-back, then they have a game off, and Then I think it's three games in Los Angeles, which is good because they wouldn't be able to play in Boston this weekend with the storm coming. And then two games back in Boston if they need it.
It's going to be in the 40s tonight in Boston again.
Yeah, well, that happens. I mean, there was no fall this year. You went right from summer-like weather to winter. That's the way it's been lately.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's 40 degrees. It was cold up there last night. A lot of rain before the game. The field looked awful before the game. There was lots of water in the warning track areas, and somehow they got it out and they played the game. It didn't. The weather didn't affect the game, and Boston won an ugly one.
All right, so now yesterday, my best birthday card I received yesterday, all right?
What, it have a couple hundred in it?
No. You take the birthday card out of the envelope, and it says 4 out of 5 people get money in their birthday cards.
You're 1 out of 5.
And it opens up and says, happy birthday, number 5.
There you go.
And I didn't win. I did not win Mega Millions.
Well, 2 people in New Jersey won $1 million. I didn't look at my ticket yet, so the dream's still alive. If you don't hear from me tomorrow morning, you know I won.
That's right.
I will contact you from my villa in Florida on Friday.
We'll see if anybody won the $1.6 million?
Yeah, somebody won it. South Carolina, one person won.
They did last night?
Yeah, to get 900 and some odd million dollars.
That's not too bad.
Not bad at all.
I always say, if you ever see these with the winners, they're older. They're very old, and they live like in trailer parks.
No, yeah, I know, right?
It's true. They need the money, but they're already like 75 or 80 years old. So their kids and their family's going to benefit from it.
Well, I hope people can make fun of me this afternoon.
Well, there's always Powerball now.
Put it this way, Marshall. If I win, the radio station will never have to worry again.
Well, that would be a good thing, so good luck. Because I got nothing. I got nothing on those tickets.
That makes 2 of us.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mr. Maybe Millionaire.
Have a great day. I know you put all your hope in Boston because all your teams are getting shot down, so now secretly Marshall's wearing a Boston hat.
I am, because I'm always that way. If my teams are defeated in a playoff or anything like that, I always root for the team that beats them, because then I can say to people, well, you know, we would have won that too if it wasn't for that other team. So I'll root for Boston. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, they'll probably win. A big game tonight with what's his name pitching.
Yeah, I'm not like the crazy Yankee fans who will never root for Boston.
Oh, speaking of crazy fans, did you see what they did to A-Rod last night?
No.
Google it. I can't say it on the air.
Okay, I'll look for it. Okay.
But it starts with A-Rod. You can finish the rest of that chant.
Okay.
And it was deafening.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.